Saturday. Twisting. Please make sure your shoes are off and you are wearing clothing that you can move in. Sweat clothes are best. Please remember to do all movements in this activity slowly and carefully. If you go too quickly without really paying attention, you can strain yourself without knowing it. Never go into pain or stretching with this activity. We have to do a lot of twisting in our life, from playing to driving to simply trying to scratch our backs. Today we're going to discover a nice way to explore the twists in our spine without stretching to make it happen. Please lie on your stomach. Please put your right hand on top of your left, both palms down. Place your forehead on top of the backs of your hands. Please bend your knees so that the soles of your feet are parallel to the ceiling and bring the knees and thighs next to one another. In a second, you'll be bringing the legs down to the right. When you do, please don't glue the legs together, but let the left foot slide down the right leg as both legs tilt toward the ground. Go ahead, please, and lower the legs to the right in the way I just described. Go slow and only go as far as is easy and comfortable. Gravity will pull the legs down, so the only work you'll have to do is keep from going farther than your body will easily allow. After you've found a comfortable distance, please bring the legs back up to vertical. Repeat this movement a number of times, always to the right, and always as far as is comfortable. Instead of pushing the legs farther, do you feel anything in your upper body that might be holding still when it could be participating? Does the right side of your chest come closer to the floor when you move your legs? Does your right elbow move at all? If they did, would this make it easier for you to move your legs? Come back up and rest. Let's add an additional twist now. Please turn your head to the left, putting your right cheek on the backs of your hands. Please lower your legs in this position now. You can feel the twist in your body, but can you feel the exact twist in your spine? In what part of your spine is there movement as you lower and lift your legs? Come back up and rest. This time, please turn your head to the right, putting your left cheek on the backs of your hands. This is a completely different twist in your spine. Does it feel different to you? Easier or more difficult? If you find this position painful, please do not continue, but return to a comfortable position and think through it instead. Lower your legs to the right and lift them again several times. Are you finding it easier or more difficult to lower them as the twist increases? Slowly return your head to the forward position and lie on your stomach with your legs down on the ground. Do you still feel a twist in your spine even though you're no longer twisting it? Is it possible for some of you that it was actually twisted before and you were used to it and now it's straighter, but it feels like a twist in the opposite direction? If you'd like, you can stand up. You may feel very strange, one-sided, and may feel a strong desire to turn in one direction. If you'd like to stay in this one-sided sensation for a while, you may find it interesting, and it will wear off after a while. If you'd like to do the other side and even it out, I'd suggest lying on your stomach and thinking through the movements rather than doing them. It's strange, but if you can think through the movements clearly enough, it's often more effective than actually doing them. Either way, here is the sequence, which you should do slowly, patiently, and never going farther than is comfortable. Left hand on top of right, forehead on hands, legs to the left with the right foot sliding down the left leg, then back up. Repeat this movement a few times and rest. Facing right, left cheek on hands, legs to the left, and back. Please repeat the movement a few times and rest. Facing left, right cheek on hands, legs to the left and back. Please repeat the movement a few times and rest.